You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we explore an enlightening conversation between the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny, and Abu Dharr. May Allah be pleased with him. May Allah bless him. Abu Dharr once asked for advice, and the Prophet warned Abu Dharr, "Whoever dies with even an atom's weight of arrogance in their heart will not smell the fragrance of paradise unless they repent before death." Abu Dharr, concerned, said, "O Messenger of Allah, I love beauty even in small things like my whip or my sandal strap. So is this arrogance?" The Prophet reassured him, "How do you find your heart? So what do you feel in your heart about it?" Abu Dharr replied, "I find it recognizing the truth and at peace with it. The Prophet then clarified, "That is not arrogance. Arrogance is when one rejects the truth and disregards it. And when one looks at others as if their honor and blood are less valuable than one's own." So one looks at others as if their honor and blood are less valuable than his. So this hadith gives us a deep psychological, social, and spiritual lesson. Modern psychology confirms that arrogance stems from insecurity. People who reject truth or look down on others often do so to protect their fragile self-image. Research shows that humility leads to better relationships, mental health, and success, while arrogance isolates a person. In workplaces, leaders who accept feedback and respect others tend to be more effective. But arrogant bosses who think they are always right often fail because they reject advice and lose people's trust. Allah warns us in the Quran, "I will turn away from my signs those who behave arrogantly on the earth without right." So rejecting truth isn't just a personality flaw. It's a spiritual disease that blinds a person from guidance. From the Prophet's words, we learn that arrogance isn't about loving beauty or nice things. Instead, arrogance is rejecting truth out of pride, refusing to admit when we are wrong, or looking down on others, seeing ourselves as more worthy than others. Pharaoh in the Quran wasn't arrogant because he dressed well. His arrogance was in denying truth and oppressing people. So you can check your heart when corrected. Do you accept it? Do you accept it or get defensive when people correct you? Respect others equally and practice humility daily, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.